Hi, I'm Monty Mython, Editor-in-Chief of TopMed Talk, coming to you live from Sydney, Australia, where the results of the RELIEF trial have just been announced by Professor Paul Miles at the Australia and New Zealand College of Anaesthetists annual scientific meeting. So, we've been waiting for the results of RELIEF for a considerable period of time now. It's about 5 years since the trial started. We interviewed Professor Miles at the ASA last year, and you can listen to that interview on TopMed Talk. We've also put a link of the New England Journal of Medicine paper, which has literally just been published, up on the TopMed Talk website. So that's www.topmedtalk.com. So diving straight in, we know there's controversy about how you manage fluids perioperatively. There's a goal-directed approach, which this study does not look at. And there is a more pragmatic, liberal versus restrictive approach. So in this international trial, they randomized around 3,000 patients who had an increased risk of complications while undergoing major abdominal surgery. So one group received a restrictive regimen, the other a liberal intravenous fluid regimen, up to 24 hours after surgery. The primary outcome variable was disability-free survival at 1 year. However, there were key secondary outcome variables stated a priori, which included acute kidney injury at 30 days, the use of renal replacement therapy at 90 days, and a composite of septic complications, surgical site infection, or death. So, what about the results? Well, I'm literally running over now to grab Paul Miles as he's come down off the stage from having presented the results. So, let's hear it from the horse's mouth. So, Paul Miles, first of all, congratulations. This, you know, huge amount of work. This is a great trial. Everyone out there is just waiting to hear. What did the results show?
Well, as people might know, our primary endpoint was disability-free survival out to a year after surgery. And we were anticipating that a restrictive fluid regimen would reduce complications and lead to a better disability-free survival. That was not the case. There was absolutely no reduction in serious complications, no reduction in hospital length of stay, and no improvement in disability-free survival. More importantly, perhaps, is in actual fact we found some evidence of harm, and in particular, a higher rate of acute kidney injury and surgical site infection in patients who are in the restrictive fluid group.
So if we're thinking about practically what we should do next week, do you have any simple recommendations for people?
Yep, so I remain a firm believer of ERAS principles. One of those, of course, was to have a more zero-balance restrictive approach. I think we just need to reset where that optimal range is, and that is really where we were in the trial in what we called the liberal group, but it was really just based on a traditional care model that's moderately liberal, and the recipe we used in that was that patients got around about 10 mils per kilo at around induction of anaesthesia, around about 8 mils per kilo per hour during the surgery, and down to 1.5 mils per kilo per hour for 24 hours postoperatively.
And I noticed, I've just read it relatively briefly, that the liberal group ended up with a positive fluid balance, but when they were weighed, they were about 1.5 kilos heavier on average at 24 hours, which many people have reported as sort of the safe zone, as opposed to being, you know, close to completely zero balance, which this would reinforce, but being a lot more than, you know, a 1.5 kilos. Getting up into sort of 2, 3, 4, 5 litres positive is definitely not good for people.
Yeah, so I really want to emphasise that we do not recommend giving excessively liberal fluids. That is almost certainly clearly harmful. We're arguing that a moderately liberal approach is good, and in our moderately liberal group, 24 hours after surgery, they'd put on about 1.5 kilos in body weight. They had a positive fluid balance overall of around about 3 litres of fluid. And in that circumstance, they had the best outcomes.
So to go back to the so-called Bellamy curve and the Goldilocks analogies, not too dry, not too wet, keep it just moist.
Keep it just moderately liberal. Be very open to giving fluid challenges where there's a suspicion of hypovolemia or evidence of fluid responsiveness, but don't chase further and further fluids if you're not getting the response you expect.
So Paul, once again, congratulations to everybody involved. A huge effort, 5 years of work, an international effort. Can we catch up with you again in a couple of weeks' time when people have had a real chance to pore all over this? Because I'm sure there'll be some extra questions.
Yeah, I mean, I myself are still thinking about the implications of the results. I think we need to both defend the trial, explain the trial, and there's some other further analyses we can do that will give us more information that I think everybody will be interested in.
So Professor Paul Miles live here in Sydney, Australia. Great, great part of the world. You enjoyed the meeting?
Lovely meeting. Weather's been nice. Great groups. Good, nice having a joint scientific meeting with the surgeons. It's been really good.
So Paul, thank you very much indeed.
Top Med Talk.
So, what do you make of the results of the relief trial there? Send us an email, contact@topmedtalk.com. That's contact@topmedtalk.com. Also, Paul Miles will be discussing the results at EBPOM 2018. That's on the 4th till the 6th of July. Go and check out ebpom.org. That's EBPOM, evidence-based perioperative medicine, ebpom.org.